From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Norgrove with your headlines for Friday, October 18th. CareCourt, a program soon coming to Butte County, will allow people with psychiatric disorders to be referred to a judge to help create a court-ordered care plan. Scott Kennelly is the county's behavioral health director. He says the addition of CareCourt adds more oversight and accountability to the current framework.
The whole goal is to get people who are who have psychotic disorders, who are not in treatment and are at risk of or deteriorating, into care and hopefully have it voluntary in nature.
He says it also helps more people access care by allowing county services to take private insurance.
You can be eligible for CareCourt regardless of your insurance or payer type. So you can be privately insured, you can have any kind of insurance and qualify. That's a big change for counties because counties typically serve Medi-Cal or individuals with no insurance.
The service is expected to roll out at the beginning of December. And in other healthcare news, Governor Gavin Newsom this week announced that Medi-Cal will reimburse practitioners who use traditional healing to treat those struggling with substance abuse. Opioid overdose deaths among Indigenous people are disproportionately higher than those of other groups, and they have historically faced barriers to accessing healthcare. Ayakwe Neknow Virginia Hendrick is a member of the Yurok Tribe and the executive director of the California Consortium for Urban Indian Health. Hendrick spoke on behalf of the change in an announcement from the state.
The type of healing that we deserve and the type of healing that we need needs to be culturally based. It needs to be reflective of who we are as a people. It needs to be rooted in our values. It needs to be rooted in our culture and our language and on our unique belief system.
Practitioners must be recognized tribal members and be employed by an Indian healthcare provider. The decision was made in consultation with tribal leaders and recognizes that traditional healing methods can improve recovery outcomes. And the western burrowing owl is one step closer to being listed as a protected species under the California Endangered Species Act. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
The California Fish and Game Commission this week voted unanimously to consider the western burrowing owl for endangered species protection. Burrowing owl numbers have precipitously declined over decades due to urbanization and habitat loss. While they're called burrowing owls, they actually depend on ground squirrels to dig the holes they occupy. And many of these excavators have been displaced by agriculture and grazing. The commission is expected to make a final decision after it completes a one-year review. Groups like the Center for Biological Diversity have argued that the commission should have listed the owls long ago. The center said the owl's historic range was throughout much of California, including the northeastern part of the state and coastal areas, but they have been wiped out from nearly a third of their former area. The largest populations are now predominantly in Southern California and the Central Valley. The burrowing owls will see protections from the California Endangered Species Act while the commission completes its review. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
The Yuba Sutter Chamber of Commerce is endorsing two sales tax measures that will be on the November ballot. According to the Appeal Democrat, the Chamber's Government Affairs Committee has voted to endorse Measure D in Yuba City and Measure G in Marysville. Measure D would raise the sales tax in Yuba City by 1 cent per dollar. A significant portion of the generated revenue would be shared with Sutter County. Marysville citizens previously approved Measure G, another 1 cent sales tax increase, which is now being proposed for continuation. And finally, the fall-themed Redding City Fair is happening this Saturday. It will last from 10 in the morning to 2 in the afternoon at the Sundial Bridge. There will be candy, games, prizes, information booths, and more. Visitors are encouraged to come dressed in costume. Several local city programs will be hosting games and booths with the goal of educating the public on what services Redding offers. Entry is free. And those are your headlines for Friday, October 18th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Norgrove.